if you don't define success for yourself, someone else will. They will always set the bar based on their comfort and not your calling. That's why being intentional about your brand starts with knowing what you are building towards. For many Black professionals, especially those who was raised in the West, there is an added layer. As a Black man, as a proud Nigerian, I have felt it and I have lived it. The system has taught us in subtle and not so subtle ways that we should be grateful to even be in the room, that we shouldn't be too loud, that we shouldn't ask for too much. But again, I don't come from a people who play small. We have a phrase in Nigeria, Nigeria never carry last. When I worked in corporate many years ago, I had this vision in my head of I'm going to rise. And that was the path ahead of me until I had a conversation with my son and that kind of flipped my whole world upside down. I decided to go down a different path instead. That decision wasn't the easiest thing to do, but it came from me redefining what success looked like. Because before that, I was leading to success that had been prescribed for me based on what the world around me kind of expected from me. Are you living by your own definition of success or someone else's comfort zone? Are you building a brand that reflects your truth or one that helps you disappear into the noise? Your personal brand, your business, your leadership, they only make sense when you...
And welcome to Everyday Leadership, a podcast where you get to listen and learn how to lead yourself personally and professionally through the lessons and life experiences my guests share in hope that it challenges and inspires you to lead yourself from the inside out and not the outside in.
Welcome to Everyday Leadership, the podcast where we strip leadership back to its truth by leading from the inside out and not the outside in. In our last episode, we talked about personal brand, how it exists, whether you choose to manage it or not. And based on that episode, I got some feedback. So today we are going to go one level deeper. Because before you can build a brand or a business or make your next move, you need to answer a question that most people never slow down to ask. What does success actually look like to me? See, if you don't know the answer to that question, you're going to build a life and a brand that feels impressive on the outside, but exhausting on the inside. So we're going to go deeper in today's episode. Let's get into it. So we live in a world where the metrics of success are handed to us. The car, job title, the follow account, the investment round, the house, so many other trappings that can fill that gap. And then we wonder why we feel disconnected, unfulfilled, or misaligned. Why the winds just don't land the way we expect them to. Why the momentum doesn't satisfy. Let me say this clearly. If you don't define success for yourself, someone else will. They will always set the bar based on their comfort and not your calling. That's why being intentional about your brand starts with knowing what you are building towards. I can certainly attest to the fact that when I worked in corporate many years ago, I had this vision in my head of I'm going to rise throughout the organization, go from director to VP to CFO to C-suite. And that was the path ahead of me. Until I had a conversation with my son and that kind of flipped my whole world upside down. I decided to go down a different path instead. That decision wasn't the easiest thing to do, but it came from me redefining what success looked like. Because before that, I was leading to success that had been prescribed for me based on what the world around me kind of expected from me. So when I talk about being intentional about your brand, I'm talking from a place of experience. And when you are not intentional about your brand, you start to create a brand which is a false self, a version that performs but does not align, a persona, not a purpose. And I can tell you from now, That is not what you want. So I want to ask you something real. What does success feel like to you? Not what looks good on paper, not what will impress your peers, not what your industry celebrates, not what your aunties and uncles can talk about at parties. Yeah, I'm Nigerian, it happens. But what does success feel like in your body? What's the kind of freedom that matters more than money? What kind of legacy would make you, yes, you, not anyone else, make you proud? Because when you are clear on that, everything changes. Your brand becomes a tool, not a mask. Your decisions gain alignment. You stop chasing what's trending and you start honoring what is true. For me, success isn't about being busy or being booked out, even though that would be nice. It's about alignment. It's about peace. It's about purpose. And it's about presence. It's about building a business that reflects who I am, not just what I can do. It's about having impact without having to perform, because again, Lord knows, I have been in those environments where it was all about performance. The impact was never there. And it felt good, but I was also disconnected. See, your version of success might be different. That's the whole point. It is your version. The most powerful brands, personal brands, are built from the inside out, not from the public expectation in. So now let's get into something that I think we rarely talk about, we need to do more of. We hear a lot about the fear of failure, but that's not always what's holding people back. Often it is the fear of success. It's the fear of who you will have to become. It's the fear of being seen fully, of being expected to deliver again, of being judged at a higher level, of being misunderstood. That fear that your current life cannot hold your next level. Let me go deeper. It's the fear of losing friends. Because when you grow, some people around you, they might not come with you. They might not rate the new version of you that has been created. And therefore, you have to find new friendship groups. And at this age in particular, I'm not saying we're that old. I'm 40. You know what I mean? At this age, trying to find new friends is not the easiest thing to do. So therefore, there are a lot of times when that fear of losing friends can actually keep you stuck. Then you have the fear of criticism. Because the more visible you become, the more public your mistakes also become too. And you don't want that. You don't want to become that hyper-vigilant person where you just can't make any mistakes. And then you also have the fear of expectations. Because now people expect you to show up, to keep growing, and to never drop the ball.
If you haven't already, can you please follow the podcast? It really helps us grow and it tells the apps that it's a podcast worth listening to, which the fact that you're listening to means that it is and other people need to know about it. In Apple Podcasts, if you click the three dots in the top right of your app, look for the follow button and click on it. And in Spotify, the follow button should be just below the show's artwork. Now let's get back into today's episode.
So for many Black professionals, I'm going to speak from that lens. This applies to any gender, any demographic, but as a Black man, I can only speak from my experience. So for many Black professionals, especially those was raised in the West, there is an added layer. As a Black man, as a proud Nigerian, I have felt it and I have lived it. The system has taught us in subtle and not so subtle ways that we should be grateful to even be in the room, that we shouldn't be too loud, that we shouldn't ask for too much. We've been taught to shrink ourselves to fit into spaces never built for us. We've been conditioned to sit just beneath the glass ceiling and call that progress. But again, I don't come from a people who plays small. We have a phrase in Nigeria, Nigeria never carry last. And that phrase really means that we don't apologize for dreaming big. We don't apologize for our presence. We build, we break barriers, and we lead. But when you have been taught to survive, success can feel unsafe. Because when we associate success with risk, risk of rejection, risk of outgrowing what we know, risk of being the first and having no one to follow. That is not ego. That is conditioning. And we must unlearn it. We must shift away from associating success with risk that holds us back. Because Because we were not created to blend in. You, listen to this, watching this, were created to break cycles. But the only way you're going to break those cycles is if you step out of that fear associated with success. Fear of success is that fear that your current self will not survive your future self. But what if that is exactly the point? What if the version of you you're clinging to is the one standing in your way? So how do we begin to move through this? Number one, redefine success as alignment. Success is not about being louder, busier, or more impressive. It's about becoming more of who you are. When you define success as alignment, your brand becomes sustainable and authentic. You no longer have to pretend. You just have to show up as you, which is easy to do. Number two, name what you're afraid to lose. I want you to ask yourself honestly, what am I afraid will happen if I succeed? Who am I scared I will leave behind? What pressure do I believe I won't be able to handle? Once you begin to name it, it loses its power. Fear thrives in silence, but clarity dissolves confusion. Number three, create safety around your next level. Your nervous system is wired to protect you, so it resists what is unfamiliar, even when it is good for you. Start rehearsing success emotionally. Visualize what it feels like. Speak about it. Normalize it in your inner circle. You don't need to become successful, or you don't need to become someone else, should I say, to step into success. You simply need to stop hiding the version of you that's already ready. You need to stop hiding the version of you that's already ready. So let me ask you a few things as we wrap up. Are you living by your own definition of success or someone else's comfort zone? Are you dimming your light so others feel safe or turning it up so they can follow your lead? Are you building a brand that reflects your truth or one that helps you disappear into the noise? Let me just take a little time as we wrap up just to remind you of something. You were never meant to blend in. You were born to lead, to expand, to become the version of you that your calling has been waiting for. Your personal brand, your business, your leadership, they only make sense when you know where you are going and why it matters. You don't need more noise. You just need more clarity. You don't need more validation. You just need more alignment. You don't need to be louder. You just need to be bolder. Let the world adjust to your life, not the other way around. If this has spoken to you, if this has stirred something deep in you, share it with someone you know is capable of so much more, but yet they believe they don't deserve it. They keep on playing small. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for giving me some feedback and keep the feedback coming. The more I hear from you, the more I can share more and more and more of my thoughts and some of the subjects or questions that get raised. I'll see you next week on Everyday Leadership.
This podcast is sponsored by Mindset Shift, a leadership development company focused on helping you lead from the inside out, not from the outside in. We work one-on-one with senior leaders in organizations. We work directly
with HR and other parts of organizations to help you create an authentic culture where your words and your values and your actions on the line. We'll help you to navigate the complexity and the chaos that you'll experience day in and day out. And we have a couple of openings for the one-to-one coaching this year. If that's something that you're interested in, if you want to work with a coach who can help you navigate this year to ensure that you're intentional to take your leadership skills personally and professionally to the next level, send me an email at hello@mindsetshift.co.uk or just go to website www.mindsetshift.co.uk.